Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on. Oh, right now. Oh, my God. I want to fucking scream at it for a second. Come on. Right when I start the fucking show.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck. The show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the educated redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! I'm not sure how much of what I said you heard, but right at the exact millisecond my show starts, the Wi-Fi I'm using kicks me off and I have to reconfirm that I agree all their shitty terms for their shitty internet. All right. Has to happen, right? God, this is the last week it's going to happen. Good news. I'm moving out of Home on Deranged. It's been a good 5-year run here, but it's time to move on to a better place with better internet and better everything. So, with that being said, wow, what a crazy year we got going on here. I don't know how much you guys are keeping up on the fact that Joe Biden, they have a document that they're having hearings about. See, this is what's funny. I'm going to get right into it. There's no cut to the chase here because this has got me going. The Constitution protects us from the government. The government has grown so large that the agencies that they have created no longer respond to their masters. They, in fact, have become the masters. They totally screwed an election for Donald Trump. They were very complicit in hiding Hunter Biden's laptop. They were very complicit in restricting speech on social media platforms that spoke of Hunter Biden's laptop. And then they had documents and recordings of Biden talking to foreign officials doing nefarious things, and they didn't turn them over to Congress. Folks, this is why the FBI, the CIA, the NHS, all of these things need to be reined in and never allow them to make their own policies. All of their policies should be made in mind of the Constitution, which they have crushed. They actively spied on a presidential candidate, and nobody gives a shit. See, in the past, they made a movie about that stuff. It was called Watergate. But now we've got actual agencies inside our government that get their money from Congress telling them to basically shove it. Yeah, just remember that. They sent Martha Stewart to prison for accidentally speaking wrong to our leaders, yet the FBI can openly deny that these people are in control of the FBI. They deny, and then they have to produce a document that shows Joe Biden was bribed $5 million by the Chinese because Trump is obviously more of a danger to this country than the actual sitting president. How long are you going to let this go on? How long? You have agencies that will not respond to a congressional committee. Try doing that as a private citizen and see how quick your ass ends up in jail with no bail. Ask all the January 6th defendants. And they did nothing, nothing compared to what the FBI is doing right now. The FBI is hiding information that our current sitting president is compromised by the Chinese, and you don't care. It ain't nowhere on the news. Because the regime will follow the regime's plans. That's why they call themselves socialist Democrats, because they're commies. But you're okay with that. You're okay with that. Oh, Dan, we're already a socialist country. Look at the fire department. Oh, shut up. Your ignorance is astounding. Your ignorance is astounding. So here we are. Here we are with an FBI that has the balls to stand up and say no and hide documents, and not a single person is fired. See, that's why everybody wants a government job. Once you get a government job, baby, you're covered. You can do everything, including lie to Congress, and still keep your job. That should tell you how corrupt Washington is. The reason they keep everybody in the game is because then everybody can hide shit together. We need to defund Washington is what we need to do. Not defund the police, defund Washington. We should defund the FBI, the CIA, all those little letter agencies that make their own secretive rules totally outside the Constitution in dark little corners with all their rich buddies. Why do you think at all these hearings, notice this, notice all the employees of the government are wearing $3,000 and $4,000 suits because they got that kind of money because people give them, oh, you look like you need a suit. Here's a $3,000 suit. It's just because I like you. Oh, by the way, would you check this out? It's just what they did with the Washington. When Washington, D.C. legalized marijuana, they said that they didn't legalize sales of it. So the people got real smart and went and bought these cheap shit trinkets that are worth a quarter. And then they say, I charge you $60 for this trinket, but it comes with a free bag of weed. That's exactly what your government's doing. That's exactly what Hunter Biden's doing by selling his paintings, air quote, for $500 million. He gets more money than Van Gogh because he's that good, or because it's just another way to buy influence. It's another way to buy your way in. It's another way to influence people through money. And that's what it is. That's totally what it is. And there's a trail as long as the Route 66 of all the ill-gotten gains of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, a crackhead. Hunter Biden with pictures of underage girls. Hunter Biden, and see, that's the whole thing. They've all got dirt on each other. That's why they don't turn on each other. That's why the people that saw Anthony Weiner's laptop, 80% of them mysteriously died. And one of the things in Weiner's laptop was a file of insurance against Hillary Clinton that showed her and Bill doing despicable things. And now, the guy who leaked the Burisma document that is now connecting Joe Biden, he's been killed too. They're just out here executing anybody who speaks against them. You don't care. Oh, who's in the NBA playoffs? What's his percentage of shooting? The shit you should care about, you know nothing about. And we're just swirling down the toilet. And one day there ain't going to be an NBA because the whole country's going to be wrecked and you're going to be out there scavenging rats from trash cans to live. You had better open your eyes. You had better take a look around you. Joe Biden is dirtier than the sheets on a Holiday Inn the day after Valentine's. He's corrupt to the core. he is in with a bunch of very bad people. Oh, and then I saw this article. You want to talk about the Democrats? Here's an article for you. All the Democrat cities are descending into chaos. Well, why would that be? Because they won't arrest anybody who does a real crime. But see, this is the absolute stupidity. And if you can't grasp this point, then there's no help for you. If you lived in Portland before they closed the Walmart, you could just walk in there, take what you want. Take what you want. Just take it and walk out. Because nobody would arrest you. Nobody would charge you. Nobody would hold cases against you. Now, go into Portland and do 62 and a 55. You'll find your ass on the side of the highway paying a large fine to a man for your safety. That same man that's supposed to be busting the people robbing the Walmart is out here getting you for 7 to 10 over the speed limit because it's dangerous for the community, but it's not dangerous for the community for people to rob Walmart to the point where they actually leave. Do you get it yet? Are you that blind? Are you that blind? You better open your eyes. You better do it soon. Well, you keep saying that because it's true. And they're closing the box around you. And starting July 1, kids, digital currency from the government. And then stores will quit taking dollars, which will force you to put your money into a bank because nobody takes cash. And then all of your transactions will be tracked in real time by your government. Your Fourth Amendment, they just wipe their ass with it because they can look at anything they want without any warrants whatsoever because they control you. You will be a number. Your freedom will be gone. And the same people that can lose $7 trillion will track your every expenditure to the penny. And guess what that means? If your kids want to get money from you, you know, like they do for grades and shit, then they're going to have a digital currency card because there's no money left to give them. So they can track that $7 or $10 or whatever you give your kid for good grades to the penny, and maybe they can start making them little bastards pay some taxes. We're swirling down a hole of absolute control, and you're letting them do it because it's convenient. Well, when it won't be convenient is when you say something bad about the government and they cut your money off. And don't say it won't happen because it already happened in Canada with them truckers where the Canadians took their accounts and froze them because they spoke out against the government. In China, where if you're a good little citizen and you don't rack up good little social points by going and getting your poisons, you know, then we'll freeze your account. We'll shut down your car. That's why they want kill switches in your car. It's not a damn thing to do with safety. Because if they want to say it's because people running from the law, we should be able to shut off the car. They've already got something that stops that. It's called the grappler. Look it up. It hooks on the front of police cars. It catches the wheels of cars. You don't have to spin them out and make everybody die. You can just stop them. But that's not fun. That's not fun to just come up and stop a car. No, pursuits are fun. You get to drive like a jackass on the streets. You get to break every law that the same guy you're chasing is breaking, but it's better because you have special lights on your car that prevent accidents. You're swirling down a hole of government control, and you're letting it happen. That's why when they told me to wear a mask, I told them what part of my ass they can kiss. So when they told me to take the poison, I told them I'm not going to take that. I haven't taken your poison since grade school. Somebody asked the question, why is there mercury in most of these vaccines? The same mercury that you're not even supposed to touch with your hands is now suddenly not harmful when we mix it with a bunch of other shit that nobody can pronounce and stab your kids with it. You don't care about your kids if you let that shit happen. You've got to stand up. You've got to speak up. Why was there a sudden, why did we go from 1 and 30? These are approximate numbers because I heard this, and you can go look it up. Again, I tell you, never accept what Dan says. Dan is the professor. You go do your own research and prove me wrong. We went from 1 in approximately 30,000 kids with autism to 1 in 3,000, and now in the future it's going to be 1 in 35. But you don't care. You don't care. Because it's all made up, Dan. Those vaccines, the government said they were safe. The government would never do anything harmful to the American public. Wow. That's a special kind of stupid right there. If you believe in this government, you have not studied any history whatsoever. Because history has my back on all I'm speaking of. Because history shows that every single government eventually turns into everything bad in a society. Sorry, that was me killing flies with my rubber bands. That's the best thing to do. Put about 2 or 3 rubber bands together and that's the end of your flies. But this is ridiculous, folks. And now, if you won't stand, they're going to control your money. And when they control your money, because how many times have you heard the phrase, follow the money, because money controls everything. You may not like it, but that's the truth. Sorry, I was getting my drink out of my copper water bottle. You should try it. It's a good thing. But when are you going to stand up? When are you going to say, look, one election. Do me a favor. One election. Re-elect nobody. Nobody. Democrat or Republican. They're all just as evil, folks. Although I will say the Democrats are a little more evil than the Republicans, but they all are screwing you just in different ways because they've got too much power. That power needs to be taken back. We need to shrink the government back into the Constitution. Safety belt laws should be gone. Helmet laws should be gone because those do not affect anybody. And it's just a way to pull you over so a cop can go on a fishing expedition. And believe me, I've been through over 50 fishing expeditions. Your rights are under constant assault. And our founding fathers reminded you, if you didn't use your rights, you would lose your rights, and we are losing them. Thank God for the First Amendment auditors. They are proving a point. But going out there with nothing more than a camera and getting a response Walmart wishes they could get for a real criminal. You're losing your rights day after day, step after step. And how long? How long till it's just no longer there? If you'd have told people in the 60s that the government could force you to wear a safety belt and take money from you if you don't and kill you if you further resist, people would have laughed away. But I remember I was in 1980. I was with my buddy Dale, and we heard the lawsuit where a guy won money because Porsche led him to believe his car could do all kinds of stuff. And that's why when you see these commercials now, it says professional driver on closed course because you're too stupid to realize it's a commercial. The dumbing down of the American society is in full swing, and damn, is it efficient. Wow. That's a quick 20 minutes to open the show with a little bit of shit from not being able to sign on. I'm sorry about that. Like I said, that's changing. I'm moving out. For those you don't know, I've been living in an RV for 5 years because I'm not going to pay $1,200 for a fucking apartment. I'm not. Sorry. That's just stupid. Especially it's a shithole apartment. Especially when there's some manager bitch who looks like a dude that acts like a chick. Who knows anymore? Brunhilde could have been a man or a woman. I'm not sure. but she definitely did not look female. She wore dresses, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're a dude or a chick or whatever anymore. It's confusing. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. It's just one of them days where I'm sick of it all. All right. With that in mind, let's take our first break. Be right back.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. You got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner. Can you hear me now?
Drunk all part of the game.
Can't deceive us all, or now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official. Ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hi, fellow Americans. It looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Ain't that true? We began a great movement, and look where it's ending. It's ending with a bunch of people who are incapable to stand up to the government, even though there is overwhelming data that says we've got problems. And it's funny to me, to get back to this hearing. Go watch it. Go look for it. Go look. I'd look for it on Rumble because I'm pretty sure that anything that's against the regime will eventually disappear off of YouTube. YouTube is a commie faction, as you ask me. So they're sitting there talking to this man from the FBI. And he is arrogantly denying to answer the questions of people. Think about this. Okay. The government hands the money out. So the government's the boss. The government creates the budget for the FBI. Yet when asking the FBI acts like they are the equal to the guys who pay them. Try that at your job. Try that at your job. And see what happens to you. Try it. Try it when your boss says, why didn't you tell me the truth? I didn't think you needed to know it. See what happens to you. The FBI and the CIA are so arrogant. They are so out of control. They are the new Gestapo because they are completely outside of control of the United States Constitution, which makes them absolutely no different than the SS and the Gestapo and all the secret police Germany has. We now have it. Every person at the top should be fired, charged, tried, and incarcerated. But it will never happen. You want to know why? Because they got dirt on everybody in Washington. Let's put it to you this way. Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp came as a slutty little bartender to Washington, D.C. with no money. No money. Matter of fact, she said, I can't even afford an apartment here. And now, after 5-6 years of $170,000 wage in the most expensive city in the United States, she now has $23 million in her bank account. Now, she did that honestly, right? She had the same knowledge she had the whole time she was a bartender. So she went from a bartender to $175,000 a year in the most expensive city in the United States, and suddenly, as if by magic, she now has $23 million in the bank. I want to know who her financial advisor is because he's a freaking genius. Anybody that can take 6 years... and she can't spend the whole $175,000 because she's got to eat and she's got to have a car and she's got to have a dress made that says eat the rich. She's got to go to $30,000 a plate dinners to 23. So she probably could invest, what, 50 cents a month? And now she has $23 million and you can't see the corruption? It's right in your face. How can you not see the absolute demonic possession of Washington, D.C. by all these big corporations, all these monopolies that were outlaws in the first crash, and now nobody holds up the law, and we're right back to where we were, and this crash is going to make the first crash look like child's play. Why are you continuing to let this happen? Clean house in Washington. I'm going to tell you what. Okay, then you're sitting there going, you're so biased. You're just for the Republican. I'll tell you what, this Robert Kennedy that's out here talking.
Yeah, no, no, I'm talking about got a voice like that.
I can't stand to listen to him talk. Sorry, nothing personal. But I love what he says. Closed captions on when he's talking because it's just irritating. But this man's speaking the truth. And it's pretty soon that, you know, he's going to follow the family legacy. Because the Kennedys ain't had a real good history with making it out alive. I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't be riding a convertible in Dealey Plaza if I was him. And Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, I totally could vote for her. So don't give me this. I want somebody who represents freedom. And you listen to what these two are saying. It's freedom. But Joe Biden is a compromised Chinese agent inside the United States with top secret access to everything. This man needs to be, he needs to be removed from office. He needs to be charged with espionage, treason. This man and his son, Hunter, the list of Hunter's charges could be as long as a highway in the middle of an Arizona desert. But you're going to let it happen because you don't care. You don't care. Oh, the football game's on. Why should I care? I've got air conditioning, a nice house. Oh, not for much longer, global warming fans. That's what all these smart meters they're installing are, so they can control your house from a central point. And that's for global warming right now. Speak out against the government. Well, then you don't have heat. Ain't that a bitch? It's right in your face now. They've quit trying to hide it. In the past, they would at least try to hide it. Now, they're right out in the public. They're letting you know. We're going to lock you in a building. Your building's going to be where you spend your whole life. You're going to live upstairs. You're going to work in the middle, and you're going to shop at the bottom, and you ain't going to have no need for cars because, see, this whole electric car bullshit is to destroy everything about the automobile market. Read every article of all these people trying to travel in these pieces of shit. They're great around your house. You know, like a golf cart's great around your house. Golf cart has a range to get you to the store and back. That's all you need. You just need a golf cart. Well, I want to go on vacation. Well, then you can use public transport and get in there with all the other derelicts that we won't lock up. You know, people pooping in the street, shooting up. Philadelphia. Look at the videos of Philadelphia. Look at all these people, drugged out junkies, shitting on the street, shooting up. Nobody gives a shit. Well, except for the people on the street, they give a lot of shit because it's everywhere. And that's considered humane. San Francisco, hotels are just fleeing. Businesses are fleeing. People are fleeing. California just signed a law that said if your kid, your six-year-old who can't vote, can't drink, can't buy a gun, can't live by himself, can't make his own decisions because he's too immature, can now say, Mommy and Daddy, I think I want my dick cut off. And they, if they don't take him to get his dick cut off, well, the government will take the kids and cut the dick off for them. I ain't making none of this up, folks. It sounds insane. It sounds like the rantings of an insane man, but everything I'm saying is true. So maybe instead of saying, why is this insane man ranting, why don't you look at all the insane things I'm ranting about and go, why are they allowed to happen? Why are we allowed to take kids away from their parents because they're confused? Because that's what we're doing. Because the regime says LGBTQ plus NNOP, they've got all these special rights. You know, a guy can just say, I feel like a woman today. Bang, walk into a woman's restaurant, walk into a woman's locker room, walk into a teenage woman's locker room. When are you going to stand up? I'm done being nice with people. I'm done with this. Oh, I kind of see your point there. Maybe he does feel like a woman that day. And so as a woman, he wouldn't go in there and look lustfully at a bunch of young prepubescent naked girls. You guys are sick. And now I'm going to start calling you out because you're the baby killers. Oh, it's aborting a fetus. You want to take away a woman's right. You want to control a woman. No, I don't want to control a woman. I have no desire to control a woman or what she does with her body. But I'm not going to play the game that you're aborting a fetus. You are killing a baby. I'm not going to take you right away, but just be honest about what you're doing before you call me crazy. You're the one that want to castrate little boys and girls because they're confused. You're the ones that want to kill little babies before they're born. Don't you call me the crazy one. You are the crazy one, and it's time for us to stand up and point these facts out to the American people and quit backing down to these liberal assholes who want to destroy everything. It's time to stand up. It's time to stand your ground. It's time to say no. We have been giving in. And remember this. Second Amendment. No law shall be written. The right to bear shall not be infringed. We have 8,000 laws on the book because we gave in, we gave in, we gave in. And I am so proud of all these states that have constitutional carry that says if I have no criminal record, I have no reason to get a permit to carry a gun because the Second Amendment is my permit to carry this gun countrywide in this country. It shouldn't be disallowed in national parks. It shouldn't be disallowed anyway until if you're a criminal. Now, if you're a criminal, I'll put it to you this way. This is where I stand on that. If you're a criminal and you commit a crime with a gun, will you? Like, say I've got a gun or pretend you got a gun, and then you get arrested with the gun, life in prison, first offense, no parole ever. Now, if you pull that gun out and show it, if you point it, if you use it, death sentence as soon as you're convicted. And I'm not talking months and months and years of appeals. I'm talking about a special court that deals nothing with gun crime, and if you're convicted on Monday, Tuesday morning, you meet your maker. And that's awful harsh. No, what harsh is disarming innocent people. What harsh is charging innocent people who were trying to defend themselves with crimes. What harsh is letting people walk in the store and steal your product that you worked hard to put in your store, and because it's under $1,000, nobody gives a shit. That's what harsh is. I quit giving a shit about criminals, and you should too. Now, here we are, folks. Here we are. When are you going to do it? When is the time? You think it's going to be hard now. You wait till they get your bank account and your car. And then try to figure it out. Well, anyhow, it is time once again for some breaks. Hang around. We'll be right back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Exactly. Stand your ground. Don't be afraid. It's time to stand up. It's time for the quiet people to come to the table. You better do it. Because these freakazoids, they sure are not quiet. They roll down the street naked in their gay pride parades because that's what we do and you will accept it. You will not only accept it, you will glorify it, and you will hold it up as good behavior. You're a sickening group of freaks. What you want to do at home, in the privacy of your bedroom, between two adults, is on you. If you want to abort your baby, that's on you. But when you get out in public, it's called public decorum, folks. It's civilization. There needs to be rules for the public because it's quite obvious that all of you can't have a concept of what decency is. You got half-naked guys in leather G-strings smacking each other's asses, pretending to do all kinds of gay sex in front of people in public. If I went out as a heterosexual and did the same thing, you would throw me in jail. Like I've said, we have now elevated the LGBTQMNOPs to a status of above every law. And see, then, if they come after your kids, which they are, and then you actually do something, wow, you're such a bigot. Wow, you're such a bigot. What do you got against that? I'll tell you what I got against that. I don't want that shit around my kids. I'll tell you what I got against that. A 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old should not be thinking about sex. Damn it, people. Let them be kids. Let them live a life that doesn't involve sex. Young and innocent till these perverts come out of the woodwork and want to talk to a young kid about cutting his dick off. Let me tell you something. If I went into an office situation and tried to have this exact same conversation with a woman, human resources would fire me and charge me with sexual harassment. But because they go in and talk to children, it's them being open-minded. Screw your open-mindedness. Don't you dare get near my kids or my grandkids because I am that guy. I will not let you pervert my kids. I don't want to take away your right. You can be a pervert all you want. You can go lick camel balls for all I care about. But do it with a consenting camel at least. You can do anything you want in the privacy of your own home that involves consenting adults, not children. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. And here I want to kick gears a little and get back to another topic that has come up again. I've seen some more things on this. Let me ask you a question. I've asked this many times before. Where have all the people gone? Where have all the people gone? I go down to the Outer Banks. I've been going down to the Outer Banks for years. And normally, any summer, there is at least a 1 or 2 mile line at the bridge that comes into the top end of the beach of traffic jam. You can whiz right across that beach all the way down into the center of the beach. Where are the people? Now, let's go to a video I saw the other day, one you will never, ever see on the mainstream news. First of all, VAERS. Y'all know what that is? I guess I'm going to have to educate you. That is a place the government set up. It's a vaccine adverse event recording something. I think that's what it is. I can't remember, but I think it's VAERS. Okay, they were designed as a safety measure to catch side effects from drugs. So whenever somebody is given something and they have an adverse reaction, it's supposed to be reported to that database. Now, admittedly, per their own records, they say only 10% of these reactions ever get reported. Admittedly, that's by their own data. So 10%. So we're talking about a 90% above what's being reported. So per their numbers of what was actually reported, per their numbers, there were 36,000 deaths. 36,000 deaths attributed to Uncle Sam's little prick. Now, if that's 10% of what's out there, holy shitballs, Batman. That's a lot. That's like some big numbers. That's like hundreds of thousands. That's like Rona's supposed numbers. And of those 36,000 reported, 25% died within 2 days of getting Uncle Sam's little prick. 2 days. So we're talking probably over 1 million people when the rubber hits the road. Now, also, and see, these are things, again, what you're taught versus what you're told, okay? Now, I want you to go look through your news feed I mean, your Facebook pages. Everybody, oh, this person died, that person died, this person died, that person died, this person died. Jamie Foxx is in the hospital for who knows what. And then we just had this rapper, what's his name? Big Pokey, who collapsed and died on stage. Now, see, here's the thing you got to know about most people in the entertainment industry. I'm the rarity. I'm the oddball because I didn't go get the shot because I'm smart enough to not trust the government. But all these people, they don't get the shot, it can't work. Well, you can work until you die. You can work until you die, and they're dropping dead everywhere. There were some football players the other day. It was 45, football player, I dare say in pretty good health, dropped dead. And then I saw this guy. See, this is the other edge of this that nobody's talking about. Look at how many cancers you see people dying of. Look around. Look around. Oh, man, my uncle died of cancer. He just got stage four. He just got stage four cancer. Just got stage four cancer. Just got stage four cancer. So this guy went to the Cancer Society's website where they have the actual data. And in 2020, there were approximately 22,600 and some odd deaths from breast cancer. In 2021, there was approximately 22,600. That became kind of like a baseline. But in 2022, it went up to something like 53,000 people died of breast cancer. And then in 2023, without a full year being done, there are 250,000 deaths from breast cancer. Are you going to let that sink into your head? Let me tell you something, folks. When 1 million people start disappearing from the United States, a lot of people start looking around going, where are all the people at? Because you kind of notice shit like that. That's not a small number. That's not a teeny little number. And you'll start noticing that. Yet, they haven't pulled it back. They haven't quit the requirements. They have every piece of evidence that shows it's horrifically damaging. Yet, they still want to force you to take it. Are you going to give in? Because only 25% of America didn't take that poison. There were 25% of us that were way up on the bell curve and were smart. And we did not trust the government because we're not stupid. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go, are you going to get the shot? What happens when the next pandemic comes? Because they're already saying it. Oh, the next pandemic. See, they tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. And here's a question for you. Okay, all you people who believe in an evolution, you're just like, we all evolved from some scum in a swamp. Okay, all right. So if we all evolved from some scum in a swamp and evolution is part of things just dying that are weak, why are we interrupting evolution? Here's what I mean. Asthma, peanut allergies, all that shit, when I was a child, was damn near non-existent. But they developed treatments so that people who normally would have died as a youngster made it to adulthood. That's a good thing. But it's a bad thing if you keep people with inferior genetics alive so they can pass those on to their kids. You understand that? So if you believe in evolution and you're keeping everybody alive, you're part of the destruction of the evolution to the human. And what will eventually happen is everybody will become so weak that a disease will come through and kill a vast majority of people but the super strong ones will survive. Because you don't want to think about that. Don't want to think about that at all. But they're still wanting to force you to take something they absolutely, positively know does not work. Did you see the study that came out of the Cleveland Clinic? No, because it's never been put on the news. But it's there. Go look it up. They took actual data, not this pretend bullshit where they said, 2.25 men, 2.5 down in 3 months, never happened. You know, the pretend shit. Well, stay 6 feet apart, you'll be safe. Bullshit. Wear this mask. It's got gaping holes in it. Bullshit. You'll go see some real data, some rubber meets the road data. The Cleveland Clinic studied people who got the vax against people who didn't. And guess who has the highest rate of infection from the Rona now and the highest rate of hospitalization from the Rona now? The vaccinated. And the more clot shots you have, the more chance you have of getting the Rona. You listen to the government, you dummies. I know people, oh, you should call somebody a dummy. They won't listen to you. Well, good. Don't listen to me. Fuck off. Go believe the government. I'm talking to the people here who understand what I'm talking about. You've been duped. It's okay to be duped, but now admit you've been duped. And come back and demand Fauci and every one of these governments, these governors that locked you down, face charges, Nuremberg charges. Those carry the execution. And Fauci should be the first one. Because he lied to you. He was part of the funding. He was part of the research. He knew what the hell was going on in that Wuhan lab, and he lied to you. He absolutely lied to you. 100%. He should be tried, convicted, and taken care of. Also, that second dunce in charge, that chick who said, yeah, we had to lie to you because you wouldn't have taken if we told you the truth. Doesn't that make you feel good as you realize that you got a bomb ticking inside of you that will kill you eventually? Look around you, folks. Look at your feed. Just look at your feed. Look how many people have had somebody recently die of cancer. And then go way back on your feed and try to find the same shit because you can't. Because something changed in 2021. Something worldwide changed in 2021. We all know what it was. It was Uncle Sam's little prick. So if you can't stand there and see with your own two eyes the correlation, and this one does equal causation, then you ain't playing with a full stack of cards. You want to believe the government. You want to believe the garbage. Folks, it's right in front of you. And the reason you don't want to see it is because you don't want to face what you've done to your body. You trusted the government, and they screwed you up. And there's no liability for the government. There's no liability for the drug manufacturers, and you are on your own. And, you know, Biden likes to use the phrase a long, dark winter. You wait for this winter. This winter is going to be an ice age of epic proportions. Because it's starting to show now. How do you cover up 250,000 cancer deaths from breast cancer when the baseline basically is 22,000? All of these insurance companies that deal with life insurance are taking a waxing from all of the people dying right now. And it ain't just the old people, because there's been a gigantic, gigantic leap of cancer in people under 45. Go look at the data. Go do your own research. Don't take my word. Don't take my word. Go. Check it out. Because it's right there. It's in your face, folks. It's right in your face. But all you got to do is your own research. I can't remember who said this, but it was another commentator, and I liked what he said. The equivalent of people saying, I bet you did your own research, is the equivalent of saying, I bet you read books. Because, see, that we're told, read books to increase your knowledge. That's your own research. Well, not only, it's not really your own research, it's somebody else's research. Again, the knowledge you know versus the knowledge you're told. You see what I'm saying? If I go out and I buy a product and I try it and it sucks, that's knowledge I know. If somebody else goes out and advertises the product and says it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, that's the knowledge I'm taught. The knowledge you know expands as you get older. That's why these knife companies want to sell these knives door-to-door, go to colleges. Because college is full of ignorant young youths who are trying to learn, and then they will suck them in with a great sales pitch, which is telling them stuff that's good, that's not, and then they will discover on their own that it's shitty. You with me? That's what I'm talking about. You're born with an operating system. And until you fill it with knowledge, you will chase all these little things that are everybody older knows. It's like when you say Amway and shit like that. Oh, shit, you know? And people have experienced that. But the sales pitch given on the way in was the best thing since sliced bread. And because you're young, naive, and lacking knowledge, you fall for it. Doesn't mean you're dumb. Just means you were lacking knowledge at that moment. Now, if you're dumb, if you keep following the same failed things, that's when you're dumb. You need to educate yourself. You need to get out and understand that there's a lot of bullshit being fed to you every day. And the question is, will you question it? And I bring up that study again that says 80% of America lacks the self-confidence to stand up against an unlawful order by the government. And that's also been proven by the fact that 25% of the United States didn't take the shot. That's the people who have enough confidence to stand on their beliefs and their knowledge and their research to not take it. I'm happy that most of my kids didn't take it. I got one son, and he's a lost cause. He's a lib. So he believes the government. If you still believe the government, folks, you're on the wrong bus. Don't ever believe in the government. The government was supposed to be we the people, but they have been bought and paid for by all the gigantic corporations in the United States. And the evil's spreading. And pretty soon it's going to come for you. Oh, well. Take a couple breaks. This will be our last break, and then I'll have time to finish out. We'll go to the finish line is what we will do. And here we go. Let's take a break.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices. sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal. But it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So are you going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
Well, here we go. We're back. Final segment. So what it boils down to is I think your government is so out of control and you're so distracted that you're not going to worry about it so it lands in your yard. And unfortunately, when it lands in your yard, it's going to be so big that you won't be able to deal with it. There are hearings going on all over, and not a word of it is covered by the regime media. Project Mockingbird is in full effect. And if you don't know what Project Mockingbird is, go look it up. That's the thing here. I'm not going to do your work for you. I'm going to make you think. And then I'm going to say, prove me wrong. And the way you prove me wrong is you go and you do your own research. And I'm not talking research from one place. See, I take in everything. I take in stuff from one place or another, and I try to look for similarities. I try to look for things that jive. And I want it from individuals. And I do not want it from the United States government regime media. They are lying to you day after day. They all puke the same story. This January 6th was not an insurrection. It was a total trumped up, made up bullshit story like Russian collusion, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to spy on a presidential campaign. The FBI, who limited speech, crushing the right to free speech, and doing it through private corporations. The Constitution is crumbling under the weight of these Democrats. And again, the story about the cities. Go look at their cities. Go look at St. Louis. Go look at L.A. Go look at Seattle. Go look at Chicago. what are you going to see? You're going to see feces on the street. You're going to see people pissing and shitting in public. You're going to see open drug use with needles. You're going to see people pass out on the streets as people step over their bodies. Is that the America you want? Because their policies are on full display. See, this is part of the thing people missed. The reason at the beginning we didn't just become one country was because everything big becomes unmanageable. And also, this was a way for you to try things out on a smaller scale. And it was also a reason for the Civil War, which we're not allowed to talk about, because the Civil War was about slavery. That's all the Civil War was about. Dan, you need to understand, you quit talking anything else. It was about slavery. Everything was about slavery. Every bit of fight was all about slavery. No, it was about states' rights versus the federal government. I'm sorry to spread that news to you people. There were more reasons than one for the Civil War. And it was to prevent Washington from becoming an overpowering force that ruled the states exactly where we are today. But back then, they knew what would happen, because they were already fighting an imperial government that was in England. I don't know if you caught this one, too. That one just triggered something. Go look up, I believe it might be on YouTube if they haven't removed it. I'm trying to find the video of this little girl for her school project. She started chasing family ancestors of our president so that she could make a presentation at the school about our president. And by accident, she found out that every single president, except one, I can't remember which one it was, is related to this English dude. You heard what I said. They're all related to one guy. Now, here's the thing I say. What are the odds? What are the odds that by random, air quote, elections, we managed to elect every single descendant of one man? What are the odds? Really, sit there and ponder that. What are the odds that we have elected 46 now, or is it 47? Don't care. That doesn't matter. But the point is, every single president that we have randomly elected descends from one guy from England. What do you think the odds are? What do you think the odds are? I say zero. See, that's what part of this... See, people are starting to realize that a whole bunch of stuff is a sham. That's why all these companies are like, why can't we get somebody to come in here and work for $10 an hour and slave labor and be belittled and be told that they can't have days off and can't take care of their kids, can't have personal days off? How long are we going to allow them to be belittled before we realize that making one person at the top super rich is wrong? Again, I do not want government intervention. I just want you to wake up. And people are obviously doing that because all these bastards that were willing to pay $2.33 an hour for a waitress and now crying because I can pay $20 an hour. Why didn't you pay $20 in the years past? Well, you got to have your Corvette while they come in $600 cars that are barely falling off because they do all the work while you sell on your fat ass in an office. Because that's my skill. My skill is my power over my fat ass. Quit working for those companies, and that's what everybody's doing. See, that's the great awakening. Not every company's that way. And the funny thing is, the companies that are good to their employees, guess what they don't have a problem finding? Employees. Well, look at that. You mean if you treat people good, they'll stay? Oh, no, you're supposed to treat them bad and talk about how they're going to lose their job and how they're going to become homeless. The game is up. We started off with a good idea, but like all good ideas, the government comes along and shits on them. Because that's what governments do. Because they're kings, they're in power, they are above you, they are better than you. Their friends can afford $30,000 for a dinner, and you can't because you are the sludge of America. But if the sludge of America, it's a funny thing, during the whole pandemic were the essential jobs. Electricians, essential job. Plumbers, essential job. Line workers, essential job. Checkout people, essential job. Food workers, essential job. But they all, if you line them up, are the low-paid jobs that everybody looks down upon because it's menial labor. But those were the only essential jobs during the crisis, air quotes, the scamdemic. Isn't that funny how that works out? Mechanics are essential jobs. But everybody, well, you don't want to be a mechanic. You want to be a person who sits in an office on your fat ass and tells everybody what to do. Think about it. Why were all the low-paid jobs the essential ones? Did you ever ask yourself that one? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Why is a fast food worker an essential job? Why is a grocery store an essential job? Ask yourself why. Why wasn't your manager an essential job? Why wasn't all these paper pushers essential jobs? Think about it. Think about it. You get me? Nobody wants to think about it. You just, the government said so. So the government said that the lowest paid wages were the most important jobs, and you don't see the strange twist in that? The real unessential jobs are these high-paid pieces of shit that wear three-piece suits and go to work in the corporate towers. Those are the real unessential jobs. But they've got you convinced that without them, the company would not be successful. It's not the idiot low-paid workers. It's the elite. People can afford a yacht and way too much for everything because they can. Rather than give extra pay to the lowly workers that make the whole damn thing exist, we're going to say it's because of my wisdom that this company is so important and I should make $62 million when we got people making $10 an hour. And you're okay with that. And I'm fine with that if that's the way you want to live. And again, I do not want government intervention. I want people intervention. We the people. And that's where you go, no, I ain't taking your shitty job. If he can make $10 million, you can pay me more than $15 an hour. But they are the ones that get to be buddy-buddy with the political elite who keep the rules stacked against the workers. Believe me, for a long time, I didn't see a problem with that. This is something new to me. It's part of my awakening. And see, I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not afraid to say I didn't know something in the past. Because as you go through life, if you do not learn anything, you're wasting your trip. You should learn things about good and bad in your life along the way. You, If you're the same person as you were when a teenager, then you're a worthless piece of shit because you should have grown. You should have become more knowledgeable. You should have become more, shall we say, adult. And I understand this is from a guy who runs around telling jokes for a living. I do understand. I learn. I am not the same person I was as a teenager. Thank God. I'm not the same person I was in my 20s and 30s. Thank God. I learned. I was in the school of life. There's nothing to be ashamed about. What is to be ashamed about is if you continually deny the truths you are shown and cling to your ignorance of your youth. That is a problem. You should grow. You should become the bigger person. You should become the better man. You should become the better adult. You should strive to make your life better, because the better your life is, the better it makes people around you. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking knowledge, real knowledge. Understanding things from a different perspective that you couldn't in your youth because you didn't have the knowledge. That's why throughout history, we are told to respect our elders, because they have been through the school of life. I think once you reach a certain age, maybe they should stick some of them letters after your name so you can be as impressive as them PhDs and all them other people with all the letters behind their name that are so freaking intelligent, yet they can't even fix their own damn car. You need to respect people who are older for the simple reason they have been through the school of life. The school of life is better than any college degree, in my opinion. Again, I ask this question many times over of people. Do you want somebody who's read 1,000 books on surgery or somebody who's done 1,000 surgeries to work on you? Quite a thing to think about, isn't it? Well, look at that. We're down to the last 2 minutes. It is ripped by yet once again. I hope you understand what I'm talking about, folks. The time is now. Quit being quiet. Step up. Be as noisy as these stupid activists. Be just as noisy back, because now's the time to stand your ground. Now is the time to stand your ground for you and your kids and the future of this country. So as always, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.